Well, howdy guys, and now here's a strange video. Strange video? What, from Solo Man? Yeah. So this is a picture of a hotel called the Jury's Inn, which is in the area I'm in. And they've announced that they're changing their name in all their 200 outlets to Leonardo Hotels. Ooh, that's classy. And I wonder why they're changing their brand name. Do you think Heinz Ketchup is going to change their name in the near future? I doubt it. Everybody knows Heinz Ketchup, and they like it. But the prices is going up for Heinz Ketchup, and they may even outprice themselves. Now, I've known the Jury's Inn Hotel for years, and it has a bad name. Bad service. Expensive. Not very nice rooms. But in their new advertisement, they're saying they're not going to change their great breakfasts, their great beds, their great service. They're just going to change the name. Which is unfortunate, because the hotel will be just as bad as it ever was, just for a different name. No company changes their brand name if it's doing really well. So they're hoping that people will see Leonardo's Hotels and not register it to the Jury's Inn. In other words, they're trying to fool people. The only reason the Jury's Inn has people in it at all is because it's close to the seafront and close to the train station. But I've never heard anybody stay there that enjoyed their stay. So that's why big companies with big brand names change the brand name. Think of the cost involved in changing the brand name. Every building will have to have a new name on the outside. They're not cheap. All the letterheads. Well, and everything in the hotel chain. There has been some brand name changes that have been disastrous. And they've had to change it back again. There might be a good idea for a few companies to actually change their brand name, like, say, Gillette and Bud Light. And also, just recently, Harry's Razors. What a disappointment. Take it easy, guys. Told you it was a weird video, didn't I?